So, it's Thursday. We're going to have a bit of fun because it's Tony Bray's last show on Vectis Radio. Hooray!
Hey!
Yippee,
have you got your key?
Go, Tony,
hey, have you got your key?
I've got my key, yeah, you can have my key. I've brought it with me, yeah.
We've fixed the lines as well. Well, we haven't. Mr. Wires has. Calvin Curry is like he does so many things around here.
Mr. Electrical.
He's Mr. Electrical, he's Mr.
Genius,
Reliable.
Yeah.
And yeah, check him out on our website. It's, you know, all the details are there. West White Audio. He sorted out the phones. We've now got two lines.
Excellent.
So I'm hoping that maybe. Do you reckon is your girlfriend? Is she just a girlfriend? Is she listening?
Oh, I think she's at work.
Fiona.
Is it fiance? Don't say fiance.
No, it's not. No, not at the moment. No,
not fiance.
Sarah. That's it. Yeah.
Fiona.
Do you ever? Because you've had so many girlfriends. Do you ever forget names of you know?
My dad is the worst.
Right, okay.
Oh no!
He would forever get it wrong, and I'd warn him who it was, and he'd still get it wrong. And I thought he was just doing it to wind me up, but I've inherited that from him. My total inability to remember names—it's terrible.
So, have you ever called her anything else?
Nope.
You haven't.
No.
I made the mistake earlier on of calling my wife by her ex, and oh, blimey, it was a bit it was a bit red alert for a couple
touch
of
and go,
hours.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Accidental, of course. But yeah, were you just calling me her? Did you just call me her, your ex?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry. You are beginning to sound like her now, though. So, Tony's leaving. He's going to Telford. That's why he got the nickname Telford Tony.
Yep.
Is Sarah, do you think, listening?
Did she
give us a call?
I wouldn't have thought. She wouldn't. Certainly wouldn't ring her up. No, but she's frightened. She doesn't like to be heard on air. I tried to get her to... when she's been in the studio, but she won't.
Look, phone's ringing.
There she is.
I bet that's her now. She just wants to say, look, Tony, it's over.
Don't come.
This?
So long, Tony, you are leaving. We are sad to see you go.
Yeah, what a sad day.
Oh, I thought it was her. I thought she had a deep voice.
No. Only a little snippet.
Hi, Keith.
I'm very well, mate. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Good. Sorry to see you or hear you go, mate.
Well, life moves on, doesn't it? I mean, I've had a great 4 years here. It's been really good fun, but, you know,
indeed,
all good things.
Yeah,
yeah, all good things come to an end, yeah, all that.
Yeah, you've done a lot, mate, and achieved a lot. And, you know, it's from my side, being the listener and a little bit that I do for Vectis myself, I want to thank you for being there, mate.
Oh, thank you. That's no problem. I've really enjoyed it. I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah, had some laughs. I still, you know, chuckle to myself every time I think of when I was sat in the studio with you and that little beaming face used to look for the window, waving and laughing.
And what about Cheryl as well?
And what about Cheryl, yeah. There you go, mate, yeah. Are you still sort of staying on the sort of radio side, or are you... concentrating on your business issues?
I think I ought to give my business a bit of a focus, to be honest. But
okay,
I think there's something up there I might be able to do. I don't know yet.
What, Shropshire?
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah. There's stuff up there. It's been... I can remember the first time I actually did anything, I was petrified, and now I thoroughly enjoy it. And it's, you know, might as well keep it going, if I can.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, glad to see you back in a relationship as well, mate.
Yeah, thank you. Wasn't planned, but there you go.
Wasn't planned.
I've got to be honest as well, Tony. She's attractive, not like all the others.
She is lovely. She's a lovely lady.
I guess, I suppose, Tony, you'll be closing your account on sexygrannies.com.
Don't tell everybody that's where we met,
sorry,
Keith.
Mate, I forgot you on the air, haven't you? Yeah, forgot about that, mate. No, all the best to you, mate.
That's when I first saw your profile, anyway.
No, I didn't put a picture up there, mate.
No, Shirley did.
And not only that, mate, £140 a year, I will not be joining.
You've got to drop your prices, Shirley, I'm afraid.
Yeah, too expensive, aren't
I? I feel sorry for them, really, because a lot of them can't afford to buy clothes.
Don't seem to be able to, do they?
I'm feeling about having a whip round for them.
Well, they're doing a lot of them to do with a shaver, look at it as well.
Teeth.
there we go.
Where's
story.
This going?
Anything else you want to say to Telford Tony?
No, is that his new nickname? Is it Telford Tony?
It is now, yeah.
No, you want to change that. It's too much like Teflon Tony.
Teflon, yeah.
Nothing sticks to me.
Mr. Blyer.
What I remember, Keith, we're also asking the question, what's the daftest thing you've ever done in the name of charity? And I know you've done some daft things.
Had your hair cut?
I suppose Well, yeah, we did that show, didn't we? Yeah,
you
we did that.
And it's growing again, Keith. Yeah, we're going to do it again.
It's come on quite nicely, actually. Yeah. You'll see when I come over, yeah.
Yeah, it's all curly.
But I must say, I suppose the funniest thing, I suppose you could call it charity. It was the children's, it was an aid of children, anyway. And if you can imagine this 20-stone greaser, biker, come sort of degenerate, at the age of 18, becoming Father Christmas at a party.
And that was you?
That was me. Yeah, tattoos and all, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, Santa, yeah.
Oh, I wonder if Father Christmas had tattoos then.
Mm. Sorry?
Father Christmas with tattoos.
Yeah, why not? You're against tattoos, aren't you, Cheryl?
I am.
Yeah, why is that then?
I just don't like them.
You don't like
them? I like little ones.
Oh, you like little ones?
Yeah, I'm on about tattoos now, Keith.
That's what I'm on about, yeah.
You had to qualify that, didn't you? Because your mind's wandered already.
Oh, surely she's terrible, isn't she?
I like little tattoos, like a little flower or a little bird or something.
Yeah.
But I don't like all this, all the down the arm and down the leg business.
Oh, what they call the full sleeve, that sort of thing. And it's funny, when you see a lot of them got a full sleeve and it's only on one arm.
That's right. That's what they're doing now, isn't it?
What's that all about, you know?
Yeah, the other arm would get cold, wouldn't it?
Well, I would have thought you'd have felt unbalanced, to be honest.
Yeah, it must be heavy.
Not mentally,
Do you know what they say? Apparently, the reason why they have it only on one arm, or some people, is because it's closer to the heart. The other one would hurt. If you have it on one, if you have it on that side,
so it's got to be your left.
It's closer
side.
To your heart, and that's there's more pain involved. Apparently, that's what they say.
Well, they also say that tattooing is a form of self-harming.
Well, you don't do it yourself, though, do you?
No, but you're doing it to yourself, you know what I mean? You're having it done to yourself.
Does it really hurt, then, Keith?
You have a choice. Well, my way of describing it, it feels like somebody's dragging a cigarette end across your arm.
Oh, crikey.
It sort of burns, but it don't,
You've got really a lot, haven't you?
I haven't got much, no. I've got about 25, I think.
No, that's not many, is it?
Have you really got 25 tattoos?
Yeah.
And they're big ones as well, aren't they?
Yeah, I've got... sorry, Cheryl, did you say that? What was that?
They're big ones, aren't they?
No, they're not that big. They sort of look stretched now, put weight on.
So what happens if you lose weight and you go all wrinkly? They wrinkle up, the tattoos.
It makes me wonder about these girls that's got the tattoos on their buttocks, just above the buttock line, so to speak.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder, you know, they have a beautiful butterfly, but when they get older, it's going to look like an old saggy vulture, isn't it?
I don't like to see it on the girls. I don't like
to
see them. No, not at all.
My wife's got two.
But I still don't like them. Perhaps I'm old-fashioned.
She's got two Bs.
Two bees?
Yeah, the letter bees, yeah. One on each bum cheek.
Ah, right, yeah.
Oh, yes, we know old Bob.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
My son Tom was going to have the same one.
Yeah. Tom
Rex. Anyway, Tony, getting off the track there, mate. Yes. All the best to you,
mate. Thank
you. And all the best for the future.
Thank you very much, mate. And
you. I hope you and Sarah, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, I hope you and Sarah enjoy the rest of your life together.
Well, let's hope it does. Yeah, let's hope that works out.
Otherwise, he'll be coming back.
Otherwise, he'll be coming back here. Yes, indeed.
Thanks for your call, Keith.
And you, mate. Have a good weekend.
Cheers,
bye-bye. Bye-bye, Keith.
Bye, Tony.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
I wonder if Arthur will phone him with a poem.
I hope so.
Yeah, because that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but Tony Leaving.
Come with a poem.
He's so clever. Yeah.
There's a couple of messages here. Keep on with your transformation, Tony Bray. You have come a long way in a very short space of time. You should be proud of yourself and your achievements. Good luck. I've got to be honest, when I first met you, you could hardly string a sentence together on air, just like me, struggling now. And then, when you used to come in on air, I remember your voice in a commercial one time, and it was getting all nervous. You'd have
about four takes. Yeah.
And then you read Maggie's book.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And then it all changed.
Yeah, well, it's... I recommend anybody reads it and don't just read it, but actually do what the book tells you, because you start to realise there's things that you can do, and it's a good starting point to move yourself forwards. And I've got to thank Maggie for that, actually, a lot. Thank her a lot for that.
That was the turning point.
Start of things. Yeah, definitely.
No, good for you. And I know a number of people. I myself have read the book, and I learnt a lot from it. And it does change the things that you're not doing that you blimmin' well should.
Yeah,
you know, it
makes you focus.
Yeah, we'll give you more details on the book in a wee while, but let's go to the lines. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Philip.
Philip who?
Hello, mate.
Who do you think? Hello, Tony.
From Sandown.
From Sandown, yeah. Mr. Rock Monster himself.
Well, Mr. Rock Monster, I bet you're going to miss Tony, because he's like a neighbour, because Tony actually lives in Sandown, but he's obviously been kicked out of his property.
Yeah, but the weird thing is, since Tony's moved to Sandown, I've seen less of him when he lived in Newport.
he said he knows where you go at night, and he avoids it.
Keeps away.
He swims in the swimming pool, I swim in the sea, that's why.
Yes.
Are you still swimming in the...
I haven't been for a while, because it's quite afraid, there's been so much going on, I haven't had the time, but yeah, I'm going to start again now. Now the summer season's finished, and I'm going to get myself back in there in a few weeks.
Did you do an ice bucket challenge?
No.
Do you think you ought to in Tony's name?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think I should challenge him to it, yeah.
I did get challenged, but I didn't do it.
Well, then you have to donate, you see, so it's one or the other.
It's a bit like Macca.
I didn't make a fuss, so I didn't film it.
You're worried about your hair dye coming down your cheeks, aren't you? That's what it is.
There ain't enough.
I know that you've got enough hair left, have you?
Ain't worth doing, is it? I should get half price, shouldn't I? Get mine from the pound shop. Anyway, anything else you want to say, Phil?
Yeah, I want to say good luck, Tony. Obviously, You helped me out of the Rock Monster show when I first. So really, it's our chats in the crab about music that really inspired me to do it. I had the idea, and you sort of like encouraged me. So thanks for that, mate.
That's okay. And we did a few shows together to start off with, and you are on your own now, aren't you?
Yeah, I was loving it. And incidentally, it's this week I'm reaching another milestone. It's the 100th edition of the Rock Monster show this Saturday.
So that's nearly 2 years then.
Hang on. So is this your fault, Tony? Isn't it? The reason why he's done shows is your fault.
Yeah, we used to go out for a meal in the crab in Shanklin. We used to talk about it. And I said, go on, give it a go. Well, why not?
Do you know? In all seriousness, this is lovely to hear this. Yeah. But this is all when you think back, someone inspired you. You've then inspired somebody else, and I'm sure at some point Phil has or will inspire someone else. And that's a nice thing.
Well, it's what's great about this particular place is that you can have a go. There's no barriers, just a bit of help and off you go, and either you like it or you don't. But I don't know of anybody that's started it that's not carried on and not got something out of it. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
I can't think of anybody that's come in and just done one and said, well, that's not for me.
No, it's nice to know. Nice to know that you've actually inspired Phil.
Oh, well,
there you go.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, I'm a great inspirer. We had loads of chats over a few beers over bat music. Some of them became lemonade as Tony started training for his swim.
Oh, did you hear about that? Yeah.
What's that? The swim?
That was your boring phase, wasn't it?
But he's going to do the swim next year, aren't you, Philip?
I don't know about it. I haven't got the time, Tony.
Well, it only takes 2 hours.
I haven't got the time for the training. I haven't got a conventional job. I haven't got the time to fit in all the training you've got to do.
No, it's a lot
to
do.
And I'm not convinced about swimming in the sea anyway. I've got this bit of a thing about swimming in the sea.
Well, you only swim on the top bit, mate.
I know, but it's the rest of it I'm worried about.
Sharks.
Yeah. No, I'm not worried about sharks.
I'm the same.
I just don't like deep water.
No, funny enough, I used to have a phobia of deep water. That's one of the reasons for doing it, and now I don't, sir.
But I don't think there's any chance of me swimming in the Solent. No, I like to support me local ferry company.
Oh, right. Yeah, because they're really helpful, aren't they? They really appreciate it.
Hey, look, Phil, you better plug your show before you go.
Yeah, Saturday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, the Rock Monster show. I've got a special guest in the studio. One of the listeners is coming here for a long weekend. He's going to be joining me in the studio. Chat about all the gigs he's been to and what I've been to. Because I do believe we've been to some of the same gigs over the years, even though we didn't know each other at the time.
Is he from Bristol?
That is Colin Jarman. He's from London.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I should be listening to that then.
Nice
yeah,
one.
It'll be a good show. We're going to see Riff Raff first on Friday night.
Okay, well, enjoy.
Yeah.
Thanks for being there.
Okay.
Cheers, Phil.
See you.
Bye, Phil.
Bye.
Phil.
Do you know what? Talking of your boring face, Tony, when you went on that diet and you wouldn't eat, you wouldn't drink anything.
I wouldn't know.
One of the funniest things I remember at the radio station is I think we were having, Max and I were having a Friday after, well, the Friday mid-morning, our Christmas party, which we just used to do.
Yeah.
And we used to have all these things and people would come in and help themselves to food and so on and so forth. And we tried to get you to eat some peanuts and you weren't having any of it.
No.
So Maxine laid it on thick and said, please, please, please have some of these peanuts, Tony. We bought them specially for you. And the reason why we wanted you to eat them is because
they were chilly, weren't they?
They were hot. Oh. And when I said they could have ripped the back of your throat out.
Yeah.
And we thought you'd come in and just have one. No. Tony grabbed a whole handful. And it got the better of me because I said, if you remember rightly, Tony, please don't eat them all. I didn't want it because that would have ripped your throat out.
Did he eat them?
No, he had one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was going to put a whole handful.
Oh.
In.
Oh, no.
have them by all means just before you do your swim. They're going to be turbocharged.
Do you remember the one morning when Max was in and I used to go over the road to the lady in the Maury's yard and buy coffees.
Yes.
Do you remember I came in with one coffee and she said, that's all right then, just get your own, look after your number one. And I said, this is yours. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh.
This is actually yours, Max.
Bless all right, him. So if you want to give us a call, you can. It's Tony Bray's last show on Vectis Radio. We're sad to see him go, but also quite relieved as well. And... Adrian Brewer's been in touch.
Yes.
You got a story about Adrian Brewer? Adrian Brewer, didn't you used to be something in a club or something?
No,
again?
No. Adrian,
the same school. Did you go to the same school again?
Yeah, Adrian and I. I have to. I add he was a good 10 years before me, but we went to the same school, which is up in Ipswich, called the Royal Hospital School, which he had fired at to be in the Navy. It's a naval boarding school, and it was a strange environment to grow up in, and there's some sort of jokes that he and I will get when nobody else will. That's all.
Right.
So, but yeah, it was a...
I thought it was local. I thought it was a local school, maybe sound, because you're from Havant originally, aren't you?
No, I'm from Fareham.
Fareham, same
Portsmouth.
Thing, isn't
it? Portsmouth.
Was it an old boys' school then?
It was an all-boys school, yeah. Mm, Mr. Gilbert had two lovely daughters, though.
Hang on,
I don't think we need to know anymore, Tony.
Teacher. I wouldn't have liked to... They were very popular, let's put it that way. Yeah.
Mm.
Were they?
Right.
Not
say
that I
no
knew.
More.
I don't even know the names.
You. Anyway, look, he says, remember the songs they sang on the train from Ipswich to London? Roll me over in the clover, roll me over, lay me down and salute.
Yeah. Well, that's not quite the right words.
has he cleaned it up?
Quite a bit, yeah.
I thought it was roll me down in the clover and and do it again.
Yes.
Do
it
again.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were others, but they're all Navy type things because it was a naval boarding school. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he wishes you all the very best, and so does Kevin Wilson. Kevin Wilson, thanks for all your help, Tony, and best wishes for the future.
Yeah, he's come on, he did the Monday afternoon show.
He did the Monday afternoon show, and you should get credit for this, because he spent a lot of time with you learning the desk and how to you know. Yeah. You know, I thought this music was very appropriate for you. Ah, Tony Bray. You were born in 1859.
Close.
In a tin bath. And you've been swimming ever since.
Bring in all his grandchildren.
Have you got any grandchildren, Tony?
Yes, I've got two.
Just the two?
Yeah.
That you know of?
Just the two.
And there's another one on the way, and Sarah's become a nonna, because she's Italian. She became a nonna last Monday.
Oh, right.
So she's...
I ain't got a clue what he's talking about.
Nanny.
A nonna. A
nonna. That's Italian.
Oh, right, okay.
That's what she wants to be called.
Didn't one of your grandchildren find you? Can you tell this story on the air or not?
My daughter, who's the mother of my granddaughters, we lost contact through circumstances, really, when she was two. And when she was about 17 years later, she just rang me out of the blue and said... Can I meet you? And that was it.
Aww.
That's really nice.
And you know what, Tony? We've flown her 3,000 miles today. She's nowhere.
She lives in Edinburgh.
No, she's coming through the door.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a nice surprise. It was an agreement. It wasn't
it was an agreement I had with her mother to step away because it was she was more stable in the environment she was in. So
did you pay any maintenance?
Now, Ian, that's a bit personal.
Yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah, I did for a while.
Good, all right. Yeah. It was turned cold in there, isn't it? Vectis Humphrey says, really sorry you were going, Tony. Had many a laugh with you. And one of the few down-to-earth, decent blokes I have met at Vectis Radio.
I didn't say a lot.
Oh, no, hang on, I've read that wrong. really sorry you were going, Tony. Had many a laugh with you, and one of the few down-to-earth decent blokes I have met Vectis Radio. I have met Vectis Radio. Oh, I have met, comma. Should it be a comma there, Humpty? Vectis Radio will be a poorer place without you. Best of luck to you. That's from Vectis Humpty.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
It is nice, isn't
it? We used to do the Friday Rock
Show
together.
Off nice, did it? I mean, it started off like you're the most, the loveliest bloke that I've met at Vectis Radio because all the rest of them are horrible. That's what it sounded like. But go on, you were talking about the Rock Show.
Yeah, we used to do this guy Gordon Cooper, I don't know if you heard of him, not many people know him.
Sorry, who?
Gordon. Gordon. When he couldn't do the Rock Show, sometimes we'd sit in and do it together and he'd bring the whole family with him and it'd be quite a good night. Yeah, good fun.
I get that, but I don't know who Gordon Cooper is.
don't you?
No.
I think you might know him as the Rock God or something like that, or the Rock Meister.
There's only one Rock God here at Vectis Radio, and that's Pyro.
We've already been talking to him.
Yeah, he's got the number one rock show on the station. So, anyway, Gordon Cooper.
Is he the one that comes in with a paintbrush sometimes?
No, I don't think he's ever come in with a paintbrush. The phone's ringing, Tony. Do you want me to take another call? It's up
go on
to
on
you.
Yeah, go on.
If you don't want to. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
Sorry that you're going. I know we haven't had to have any dealings with you for any reason, but it's just been nice to listen to you, and I've followed with interest your training for your Solent Swim. And
oh, thank you.
You had to say it.
It's a horrendous condition, isn't it?
Yeah, motor neuron, yeah, it's not good.
And I just wish you well.
Thank you.
And we shall miss you, but it's very nice listening to this programme today. It's sort of kind of not sentimental, but it's got a lot of, you know, coming over the airwaves, there's a lot of warmth behind it. I can, you know, you can hear it in all of you. It's very nice.
Well,
can I just stop there?
Yeah, yeah. Genuine.
We still haven't got your key.
I'll get it for the island.
Will I miss the island?
Yeah.
Isle
of Wight. Will you miss, you know, this lovely island?
I'll miss the beaches, certainly, that's for sure.
They haven't got many in Telford, have they?
I don't think there's... I think it's about a two-hour drive to the nearest bit of decent water to swim in. I'll miss it. There's lots of things I'll miss about the island, but one of the things I won't miss is the blinking ferry to get anywhere.
That's right, yeah. That is the downside, isn't it?
Well, it's expensive.
Will you be carrying on your... I know there's no water stay nearby, but will you be still doing sort of your charities and swimming and raising money?
Yeah, we've already set up next year's swim, and it's already fully subscribe, so yeah, we'll still be doing it. We're doing
the Solent Swim.
Yeah, we'll still be doing
great.
That. And we're doing another challenge in the Lake District as well with some cyclists. So we'll still be doing that. I mean,
there's a lot going on.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh good. Oh, that's nice. Well, we do wish you well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you will be missed on the airways. Mm. And you have, as Ian said, you know, you don't really realise yourself, do you? That you kind of get confident, and it just suddenly shows. You know, suddenly, you know. It's like Professor Higgins, you know, my word, she's got it. Sort of thing in My Fair Lady, when suddenly Eliza Doolittle could grasp his teachings.
Yeah. Well, it's been a fantastic journey. It's been great fun, and you know, I've been involved with Vectis Radio from almost day one, and it's great to see where it's got to. And I can't imagine now that it's not going to go from strength to strength. Because
I can't, and I do hope so. I do hope so. I lost contact with everybody this morning. The thunderstorm knocked our sort of reception out for an hour or so.
Should I let you into a little secret?
And I thought, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? You know, I can't listen to you for an hour or so. I think I didn't get back on the airwaves until about 10:30. It came back. So I missed a bit, should I let you into a little secret? Yeah. And Shirley, will you be down to the Town Hall East Cowes on Sunday?
Oh, definitely.
Evening?
I'll be down there.
I will be down there?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a good night.
Good.
I hope so. I hope they sold a lot of tickets.
Good.
If they haven't, we'll still have a good time.
Yes. So I look forward to seeing you down there.
Do you want to just...
You know, You might not see me. I'll be there.
He is trying to get word.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it very
much. Yeah, that'd be smashing. Yeah, good. Yeah. Glad you're going.
Do you want to just
okey dokey then. That's all I have to say, folks. So have a good weekend, everybody. And,
thank you, Jackie. Thanks for calling.
We'll see you.
I'll see you Sunday, Jackie.
See you Sunday, Shirley. Yeah, yes, lovely. Okay. And good luck, Tony.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks for your call. Bye. Bye. Do you want to just tell everybody the event on Sunday?
Well, all rushed up a plane at the Town Hall East Cowes Sunday evening. 7:30 start. Only £5 to go in. Jukebox Jazz, Jukebox Jazz are playing as well.
Right.
So it should be a good evening.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's it for? Just fun?
It's just for fun. We are doing a raffle for the Donkey Sanctuary. But we're not organising it. Somebody else is organising it, so I don't know why he's doing it, but he's doing it.
Does anybody mind if I get a word in? I've been trying for the last 5 minutes.
Go on, then.
I forgot what I was going to say now. So that's Sunday. You're playing All Washed Up and Jukebox Jazz.
Jukebox Jazz.
Good job you didn't use the other vowel. That would be funny, wouldn't it? Yeah. I would change the name, wouldn't you? You're looking at each other. You haven't worked it out, but Tony has. Should we go off air and tell you?
What's that then? I don't know what that is.
Let me see now. Oh, we had a message from Shania.
All right. Yeah.
Shania says it was the worst experience of my life doing the rock show with Tony Bray and my dad. Two idiots in one studio. No, she said she had a great time covering the rock show with Tony. All the very best, Tony. You will be greatly missed. That's from Shania.
She's a lovely girl.
Yeah. She is. Yeah. And it's a wonder how she's turned out.
Well,
so
she's lovely. She's a credit to her dad, mum and dad.
Really, we're still waiting for hopefully a poem from Arthur.
I hope so,
that'll be the icing on the cake, wouldn't it?
From Arthur,
it would. Beck says, going to miss our cheeky chap. When's the leaving party?
Saturday.
So you're having a leaving party, aren't you?
No, I'm not, no.
You're not?
No, I'll just disappear.
You're just going to disappear, just like that?
No,
he's going to what?
Well, shame that the listeners can't see this. It's the Les Dawson moment there.
Yeah.
Two ladies talking over the fence. You're good at that.
Yeah. So, is there a leaving party or not?
No, I don't think so. I haven't got nothing planned.
You haven't got nothing planned at all?
Oh, I might come and have a few beers and sand down, maybe. Or
is Susan coming down? And
Susan!
What's her name?
Fiona,
right?
No, that's Wednesdays. Wednesdays. Right, okay. You got the day wrong. It's Thursday today.
Mrs. J says, good luck for the future, Tony. You can do anything you put your mind to.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's about right. If you want something, really got to put your mind to it.
He proved that, didn't he? Yeah.
Swimming across. I mean, what is it like? I mean, not being funny, but I look at you and I think, what's it like when a little fella like yourself,
yes,
in that whacking great sea, Solent, call it what you will, bit of water. What's it like floating about there with all these great big ships going on around? Because they don't think, oh, hang on a minute.
They don't stop for you, no.
No, exactly. Yeah.
No.
Is it frightening? Is it terrifying?
Well, it can be a little bit. I mean, the first year's swim, there was a boat that got a bit too close to me. And this year, there was a boat that got very close to one of the swimmers. But we do have kayakers with us to help us. It's not frightening at all. It's just very tiring at times.
I'm just imagining, I'm supposed to, you do an overarm, aren't you?
Yeah, front crawl.
Well, yeah. Overarm, I call it. And all of a sudden, if that boat gets to, you're going to hear, aren't you, from a boat. Did you hear any of that?
The most frightening thing, I think, is because you actually, when you're in the middle of the Solent, you can't see anything because the sea's always up above you.
Yeah.
But you can hear the hovercraft.
Oh, right, yeah.
You can't actually see how close, and sometimes it feels like it's really close. But I mean, they can see you, but you can't see them, and that's probably the most frightening thing. You're thinking, where is it? You know, you can hear it coming quite close to you. But other than that, it's fine.
Were you worried about anything? What was the thing you were worried about most of all? Finishing? Getting the other side?
Just to finish, yeah.
Just to get the other side.
Just to finish, and the current's quite strong this year, so it was quite hard at one point. It just right close to the Portsmouth Harbour, it actually gets really quite strong currents. There's about three currents coming together, and that was the hard bit. You didn't seem to be going anywhere for a little while, but
yeah,
if you train in the sea, it happens when you're training, you think you're going somewhere and you look up and you haven't actually moved. You just push your way through it. It's fine.
You do. You just keep going. Yeah. From somewhere, you just find the old strength.
Yeah, just find it, yeah.
Did you swallow much water? And if so, was it nice?
No, it wasn't nice. And yes, you do swallow water.
Do you?
Yeah. And was it? It's not nice, no.
Because it's green. When we were kids, when you paint this, you know, when you did that picture, you had the nice blue sky and a blue sea.
Yes.
It ain't this blue at all. Blue, it's horrible, isn't it? It's an horrible greeny colour, isn't it?
Yeah, I tell you what, this year, we've been training in Sandown Bay, and usually you can see the seabed. We don't go out that far. Usually you can see, but we've only been one day where the water's been clear enough to see seabed this year. So it's been quite murky and quite dirty. But I think that's just the weather. It's the weather, but yeah, it's good fun. It's really good fun swimming in the sea.
And you're planning for next year already. You're going to do
another.
It's
already planned. Yeah,
you're going to do another swim.
We'll do one every year now.
So I mean, wouldn't it be nice? I mean, what are the chances? Because I know it's technically you've got to work out the tides and so on and so forth. There's only certain days that you can do this.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be great if you could swim all the way there and all the way back as well?
That's possible, but that's about 5 hours.
Is it?
Yeah. And I mean, the idea of the Solent Swim is to raise money and awareness for motion neurone disease, and I want as many people to do it as possible.
Yeah.
So they get to find out about motor neurone disease and raise some money. So you don't want to make it too hard that people don't want to do it. I mean, that might be a decent personal challenge, but it's not something I would do for the charity.
No, sure. So that's what you've got to do now. It's for the charity, not for yourself.
Yeah.
Again, itself and a lovely thing. Let's just talk about motor neurone disease for a while, because, you know, in all seriousness, there's what, 15 people roughly on the Isle of Wight that suffer with this?
At the moment, there's 12. There's 12 families. And it's not just the person that's got motor neurone. It affects the whole family as well. And for those that don't know anything about it, it's a neurological disorder, and you gradually lose control of your body, and depending on where it starts, it will spread from there. And there's no cure for it, and you know, it's a very, very hard thing to watch, and I can't imagine what it's like to live with it, and I can't imagine what it's like for the families. So what we do as an association here is we raise money to support people, I mean, things like stair lifts and wet rooms and things that people just need just for day-to-day tasks and for their dignity. And do you know, I've never seen anybody with motor neurone disease complain. They just get on with it, and it's very, very motivating and inspiring, to be honest, to see that. And that's why we do it, because, you know, once you've seen it, I think once you've seen it and it's under your skin, you it's two things you can do. You can either walk away from it and pretend you've never seen it, or you get involved. And, you know, I got involved.
Well, do you know what? We've got to pay tribute to you, because, you know, when you first started getting involved with it, you drove us all crazy. you did. You drove us. Tony Bray, if he tells another story about motor neurone disease, I'm going to slam the door on him. But I tell you what, we all know now, and we're all aware of it, and we're probably a little bit more switched on. And in some cases, some people are even have been touched by it, because it's affected their lives with somebody.
Yes.
And I say that's all down to you.
Well,
keep banging the drum, and because that's what we've got to do. We've got to make people aware. There's only 12 people that have got it on the island, but, you know, that's 12 people too many.
Well, yes, and you know, the thing is that they people who don't know about it sometimes will ask the question is, oh, you've got motor neurone disease, when are you going to get better? Well, the fact is, you're not. So, you know, we don't want to have in those conversations. An example is like the Waverley. The guy who did the swim this year, he runs that, and you know, he's now got involved, and a lot of people will have seen motor neurone, heard about it because of that. So it's fantastic that it just sort of spreads out, like ripples, and more and more people know about it. And we are the Isle of Wight, in actual fact, is held up as an example of what good looks like in terms of the association and how we support people here on the island. We're very, very well regarded, which is fantastic.
How many people suffer up and down the country?
Around about 5,000 families. There's somebody diagnosed every 8 hours with it, and 5 people will die today from motor neurone disease, and every day in the UK.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I'm glad you're making us aware, and I'm glad you kept banging on the drum, because, honestly, you know, yes, it drove us crazy, but now the good thing is that we are all aware of it. And I think that's what it's all about, isn't it?
That was my objective, is to get people to know about it and you know, to make people aware and not to ask the silly questions and to have some compassion and understand what people are going through and to support them.
What's the difference between the because there's an American version and this is you talking about this earlier on with you?
All right, okay. ALS is what they call it in America, and that stands for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and that's to do with how the nerves die and where they are in the body, and that is the most common form of motor neuron disease. But we call it motor neuron disease here, and there are actually several different forms of it, but they call it ALS in America. We call it MND, and MND there's four basic types of MND. Some are quite long standing, some are very quick. Some people will get diagnosed and they'll be gone within 14 months. 50% of those people diagnosed won't be here in 14 months' time. And some people will last 2 to 5 years, and very occasionally somebody will live a lot longer. But it's, you know, that's the truth of the matter. That's those are the facts.
Okay. And as I say, last year you organised an interview with... Who's the lady? Mrs. Mingella.
Gloria. Yeah,
and she
came
in. She's
the president, yeah.
And she was the president, and she came in and she gave the most wonderful interview, and she told the story of her sister.
Her sister, yeah.
And she was helping for years. I mean, how much of a great loss is she for the campaign?
For us on the island, she's, like everybody says, people are irreplaceable. She is irreplaceable. She was a great inspiration, and she got things done, and people sat up and listened to her. So we've got to carry on that work, and thankfully she's created the platform for us to do it, and we will continue to do that for as long as we can. And, you know, everything really is based around her hard work in the first instance, and now we've got what's recognised in the UK as one of the best branches, if you like, and one of the best support networks for people living with motor neuron disease in the UK. And I'm constantly invited up to head office to work on parties and things like that to see how we can improve it throughout the country. So it's a great advert for what we do here.
Crikey, what a massive achievement. Because I say, a couple of years ago, no one had touched you with a 10-foot barge pole, would they?
No, and I've never heard of it before, really, yeah. until Tony brought it to the fore.
You've done remarkable things in the last couple of years. And I say, honestly, you deserve every pat on the back, every bit of credit that comes your way. So, you know, good for you. We're going to take a quick break, in which I'm going to ask you what your favourite song is. I want to play you a song at the end of the show.
Okay.
As long as it's nothing naff.
Okay.
And we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with hopefully some more calls. And hopefully, I'm really hoping that Arthur phones in with a poem for Tony at some point. He's probably working on it as we speak.
Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. You can download all the movies, music and photos you like with no usage caps at breakneck speeds. Go to www.whitefibre.com.
And now it's a round I like to call Local or Live. Is this statement true or false? White Fibre have their engineers, their customer service department, their accounts department and all their staff based on the Isle of Wight.
There's no possible way that's true. They must have people dotted about all over the country. A foreign call centre. It's a lie.
It's absolutely true.
They're all local.
They are. And if you don't believe me, you can call them and see for yourself. It's a local number, 240-240.
White Fibre.
Click whitefibre.com.
White Fibre's half price everything offer is still on. Super fast fibre optic broadband, just £17.40 per month for 6 months, including line rental. Call 240-240 or click whitefibre.com. Blisteringly fast broadband.
White Fibre.
White Crystal is an Isle of Wight charity selling still and carbonated spring water products, flavoured and water coolers, to fund care services, employment and life-enhancing opportunities for people with a range of disabilities. To see their fabulous wide range of products, go to www.whitecrystal.org.uk or call to place an order on 01983 520 128. That's 01983 520 128.
If you're aged 16 to 18 and have just finished full-time education or concerned that you do not have the qualifications or experience required to have a successful career, let CLC help you with one of our traineeship programmes. Are you looking to kickstart your dream career, gain valuable work experience, maths and English qualifications, employability skills, and the potential chance into an apprenticeship that is suited to you? Did we forget to mention the free bus travel, £100 cash, and your very own mini iPad? Call CLC now on 01983 533 993 or visit the website www.carelearningcentre.co.uk. Your future starts today.
Isle of Wight Food Bank provides emergency food and support to local people in crisis. Your support helps stop local people going hungry. For more information, ring the office on 01983 292 040 or check out isleofwightfoodbank.org.uk/.
Hi, this is Kelvin here. Why not join me every Saturday at 10 for the mid-morning show on Vectis Radio? That's 3 hours of music, chat and fun. There's What's On, support your local. Same song, different language, mashup madness, cheesy choices, as well as your birthday shout-outs and some great tunes too. That's the mid-morning show, which seems to stretch into the afternoon, every Saturday from 10.
Note, show may contain humour and or sarcasm. Please listen responsibly. Click VectisRadio.com for the facts.
This is Vectis Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Vectis Radio IOW.
Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. It's not only super fast, it's super unlimited too. Go to www.whitefibre.com.
Mania.
Get in a barroom fighting.
Well, that was brilliant. I like that.
Did you?
No.
You
didn't. But that's your favourite song.
Yeah, yeah, I can remember exactly where I was when I first heard it. And
I bet
thought,
you can.
Yeah, I was number six Grove Road Fair. I'm in the front room listening to music. And that came on. I thought, that's brilliant. It's been my favourite ever since. So that's, 10 years now? So, I was 16 at the time.
So not a hit then. It was John Martin.
He died about a year and a half ago. He's brilliant. He's really, really good musician from the 70s.
So who was playing that then for you? Because you'd have been a youngster back then, wouldn't you?
I was 16, yeah.
You may have been.
Well, it was, let's just say it was a house where a lot of us used to go and listen to music and stuff.
Okay, what are you saying here? Don't ask me any of it. Sounds a bit iffy, doesn't it? Oh, it was a house.
No, it's
was it one of those kind of houses?
It was.
How old were you? 16?
16. It was where anything sort of went, really. It was very free, easy house, and mum and dad were fine, and they used to let us get up to parties and stuff.
When we lived on Pam, we had a few houses like that.
Yeah, it was nice. It was in the days when everybody had long hair and stuff like
that.
Doyley says he's tuned in, listening. Best of luck for the future.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
David Baker says, all the best, Tony. Sorry I can't be phoning you. I'm a bit busy. Hope all goes... It's a bit like This Is Your Life. When they say, oh, sorry I can't be with you tonight. I'm washing my hair. But David Baker says, all the best, Tony. Hope all goes well in the future for you. Joe Walkton's been in touch as well. Good luck, Tony. Please keep in touch. I will miss you loads. And three kisses.
Oh, that's good. I'll collect them later.
All right, okay. Don't tell the old man, though. He'll get a little bit jealous. Keith says, no, he has found out that curly whirlies are out of stock on the island.
I've got to go out to get my old curly whirlies. Yeah.
Before you actually came to us and did a show at Vectors Road, did anybody else say that you look like
Terry Scott?
Terry Scott, yeah.
Lots.
So lots of people. So it's a bit boring then.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It was fine. Yeah,
I haven't heard that before. Yeah. Okay, Tim Morris says, all the very best, Tony. After the great things you have done in the name of charity, you deserve a big dose of happiness. I had to look at that, a big dose of happiness. Now can you finally admit that Forest are better than Pompey?
Sadly, I have to say they are at the moment, but Pompey's my team, so...
Well, it's funny you should say it, because I think I've told you this before. My stepdad took me over to see my very first professional football match at Fratton Park in 1975, I think it was, and it was Portsmouth versus Nottingham Forest.
Was it?
And a little bloke called Brian Clough was in charge of Nottingham Forest. Yeah. And
he did quite well for himself, didn't he?
He did do very well. I mean, bearing in mind, that was in 1975. They won 2-0, and then 4 years later, that same team, who were then back in the old second division, 4 years later, they were European champions and league champions as well.
Fantastic. Great
incredible
achievement.
Sandra Lucas says, do you know Sandra?
Yep.
Children with her?
No.
How do you know Sandra?
She listens in, and her husband Mike listens in.
Oh, that's all right. Okay. That's okay.
Sorry, Mike. Best wishes for the future, Tony. It was nice to meet you last year.
Yeah, we went out for dinner at the Crab with Pyro. So,
no message from hubby.
From her husband?
No message from her, from him, only her.
Oh, right, okay. Well, she used to always listen to Toe Tapping Sundays, and we used to talk during that.
Toe Tapping,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
David Nove Alexander, who used to work, and funny enough, how spooky is that?
It's up in Derby.
You replaced him on Toe Tapping Sunday.
Yeah.
And he moved to Derby.
Yeah.
How far is Telford Derby way?
It's about an hour and 20.
Right, okay.
Something like that.
So he's still alive, old David, because he's cracking on in years, isn't he? He's because I remember when he left, what did you say to him, Shirley?
I'll see you up there, David.
I'll see you up there, you know. Anyway, David Alexander's been in touch, and he says, good luck, Tony. Kay De Lacy, another lady, Tony.
Fit to Relax, Jim.
Oh, Fit to Relax, Kay De Lacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the very best, Tony. Love, Kay. Two kisses.
Uh-huh, another one. How many women on there have wished him good luck?
Ali Hayden.
Another lady, yeah.
You have helped Vectis and Ian achieve great things and will be missed by all.
Thank you, Ali.
One kiss.
Only
one kiss.
Oh, that's nice.
Kim Manns.
Oh, another lady.
Yeah?
Yeah, Kim. Yeah, Kim's got MND. He lives in Portsmouth.
Okay.
He has no voice. He was at the swim. He has no voice. So this is what's good, because he's the same as everybody else on social media. Because
that's good. Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant.
Okay. He's a great guy.
Well, Kim says, all the best, Tony.
Brilliant.
And obviously there's no kisses. And
He's a supporter. He's a good man.
Yeah. Well, see, you're a Pompey fan through and through. What was the first game you saw?
Park. I can't remember. I went with my dad when I was about 7 or 8, I think. I can't remember. All I can remember is there were so many people. It's the first time I've seen so many people, and all the bright colours and stuff. Loved it. Loved it. I've loved Portsmouth Football Club.
They play in blue. That's not very bright, is it?
Oh, they've got red on their socks.
Red on their socks? Yeah. Or stockings, as my son calls them. Stockings.
Here we go. 5 minutes before kickoff. I can hear it coming.
And Shania's been in touch again. Had a great time covering the Rock Show with Tony. All the very best. You will be greatly missed. No one else could be bothered to message in, Tony, but I'm sure they'll send you messages. Hey, look, I just want to say, fantastic to work with you. I know you over
Thank
the
you.
Last few years.
Yeah.
And at times, you've been a real rock, not just to Vectis Radio, but to me personally.
Oh, thanks.
And thank you for that. And we are going to miss you, and I know you're going to come back at some point and stay in touch and maybe do a show for us again.
Yeah,
so this isn't farewell. This is, as Del Boy would say, au revoir. Anything you want to say, Cheryl?
No, we missed you, Tony.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And you get the final word, Tony.
Well, thanks.
Thank you for that.
You've done that twice now. Thanks to Vectis Radio. Thanks for letting me do it. It's been brilliant. Really good fun. It's made a big difference to me. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you for being there. Stand by, we've got a special afternoon show on the way. He's up a ladder at the moment, but he will be with you with a special show very soon. His name's Kelvin Curry. He's here after the 1 o'clock news.
Radio station at the heart of the Isle of Wight community, Vectis Radio.